Om Shanti. So today we have among us Dr. Sachin, and you can wave with one hand. So Sachin Bai has been a Brahmi since 2003, and he's been serving Global Hospital for almost 10 years. And he has very good and very deep journey and reflections on knowledge. So he's a double doctor. Okay, so I hope you are also double patient, and you are able to absorb and imbibe all the juice he has for everyone. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. And good morning. A man once called for a painter to paint the ship he had. And the painter came, and whilst he was painting the ship, he found out that there is a hole somewhere in the hull of the ship, and he thought of repairing it, though it was not his job. And after doing his job, he took the payment and left. The next day, the owner of the ship came back to him, and he gave him a check. The painter said, "I have already received my payment." But the owner said, "This is something you deserve, because yesterday, after you painted the ship and it got dried, my kids came and I was not at home, and they had no idea that the ship had a big hole, and they took that ship for just fun riding, and I was anxious because I knew that there is a big hole which was yet unrepaired in the ship. But when I saw them coming back happily, my kids, I was so happy, and I went and tried to examine, and I found out that it was repaired by you. So the painter said, 'But it is my duty, I just did it.' But the owner said, 'But you have saved the lives of my kids, and that is why this check is for saving the lives of my kids.' So life is all about repairing the holes. Life is all about fixing the holes. Life is all about fixing the leaks which are there here and there. And Brahmin life is also about fixing the cracks, the holes, the leaks which are there. It's not that each one of us is not making efforts. We are making efforts to the hilt, but somewhere there are small cracks. Somewhere quite unknown to us, there are minor holes, and through which everything is drained away. Just as if you try to fill a bucket and the tap is on, but the bucket has got many holes. So no matter how long you keep on filling the bucket, the water would not stay there. Or just as a house is there, and the ceiling is leaking, it becomes a dirty spectacle. In the similar manner, when the soul leaks, that also is a very, very dirty spectacle. On one side, we are pouring so many good things. On one side, we have Amrit Vela and we have Murli class and we have other classes. And we keep on pouring so many good things in this house of mind. But then there are holes, there are cracks, there are leaks and there are crevices. And whatever we do, that is just drained off. So today, we are going to discuss about fixing the leaks in this Brahmin life, in this life of effort, in this spiritual journey, so that we reach our destination as early as possible. Every one of us is on a journey, just as when we go from one place to another, dirt gets accumulated on the clothes or on our body. In the similar manner, soul is on the journey of time, and the dirt of thoughts get accumulated somewhere on the soul. Some wasteful thoughts, some negative thoughts, some thoughts of inferiority, some thoughts of superiority, some thoughts of blame game, some thoughts of self-victimization, some thoughts of sorrow absorption, and many other. And that's what deplete our energies. So what should we do in order to stop all the leakages? The first thing is to identify where is the leakage. That's a very important thing. I am doing everything. A good Amrit Vela, listening Murli regularly, even journeying, listening classes and leading a very beautiful Brahmin life. But still, sometimes a wave of sorrow, sometimes a ripple of unhappiness, sometimes a whip of low mood do come. So the first thing to do is to find out where is that leak. And then to make efforts. Each day, closing one leak. Each day, filling ourselves with more and more of this godly knowledge and trying to utilize it as much as possible. Unless and until spirituality becomes practical, we do not enjoy the delicious fruit of this life. So, what are the leaks of this Brahmin life? Yes? Where do you think that something is draining away through some leak? Yes? Anyone? Anyone? Where are the leaks of the Brahmin life? Where are the cracks? Where are the holes? Everything is so well, but there is some hidden hole through which everything goes down. Somebody said about life that we take one step forward, but then after some time we take one step behind. So after 10 years we are there only where we were. You're nowhere. Though every step forward makes us happy, but we are unaware when we have taken the step backwards. Because definitely there is some leak. So today we will discuss in which areas of this Brahmin life we need to close these leaks. We need to fix the problem. God is the supreme or soul mechanic, or is the supreme plumber. He comes at the age of the Kalpa. He sees the dilapidated house and then he starts repairing it, fixing those leaks. And he also fixes the leaks of our lives. So there are few areas of this Brahmin life. Rather than just finding out the causes of those leaks, I leave it to you, or it's all of us, to decide which are the leaks of my life. I'm doing everything so well, but yet somewhere something is lacking. Somewhere I just have to stop that. And once I stop that, probably everything will again become okay. So we will take the lifestyle of Brahmins right from the morning till night. What are the things that we do and what are the areas where we need to improve? So let's start with Amrit Vela. So the first is Amrit Vela. Many people make efforts to get up as early as possible and to have a very good Amrit Vela, very powerful Amrit Vela. But I often say that the greatest effort of having a very good Amrit Vela is not to get up early in the morning, but to sleep early. To have a very good sleep, you will have to give up all the digital attractions which are highly active before sleep. So the first leak is in Amrit Vela is this. Go to sleep as early as possible rather than wasting time here and there in chit-chatting, in gossiping, in phone calls, or on social media. There's a beautiful question which is asked often nowadays. Is internet free or we? Who is free? Probably we have become free. So the starting of the day is Amrit Vela. And the Amrit Vela should be so powerful that as if a new day has begun. Mahatma Gandhi has said somewhere that at night I die and in the morning I am reborn. Whatever that has happened in the day has happened. Everything is okay, it's dead now. Now in the morning I have taken a new birth. This is a new morning. This is a fresh morning. This is a new life. This is a new sun. This is the new effort. This is the new beginning. Everything is new today. Let not my past color my present. So begin the day with that attitude, with that feeling. And one more thing which is important is consistency. Even in the timings, I remember long back, I had a very long standing habit of getting up as early as possible for Amrit Vela. And once it so happened that I was traveling and I was in train and I set the alarm for 2 o'clock, and when I woke up in the train, I found it is broad daylight, and I was little unhappy, restless, and just I said, Baba, what happened? You didn't wake me up. Have I missed Amrit Vela? So I was very, very repentant, unhappy. And just looking outside and sitting and still preparing my mind, let me begin now. But after some time, the train started. Actually, it was some station there. And the train moved ahead and it was dark, darkness. And I saw the watch, it was 2. And I thanked Baba again. So it was not the broad daylight, it was the light of the station there. And I was confused with that light. So it so happens many times that even if sometimes it is late for sleeping, you will get up at the same time to which you are habituated. It's the force of habit. But for habit, you have to keep on doing it every day, repeatedly, consistently, persistently. Then only it happens, otherwise it doesn't happen. Just try to find out what are the bottlenecks in my Amrit Vela. Do I feel sleepy? If yes, probably I am not getting good sleep. Do I have a lot of waste thoughts? What is my thought at the time of sleeping? The last thought at the time of sleeping will be the first thought at the time of getting up. So this act of sleeping is very important. There is one Avyakt Murli. Baba has said in details about how to go to sleep. In that Murli, Baba even said that if you have a very interesting news to share, very interesting, dilchasp news to share, share it outside the room. And one more beautiful statement, the more the interesting the news, the more likely it is waste. It is waste. And mind is, if you study the mind, the psychology of the mind, it loves interesting things. Somewhere it loves to see, to hear, to observe all such things which are actually not Srimad. For example, 2 people, you are going on your way and 2 people are fighting and many people have gathered around to see what happens. So you also stopped and start watching. But they were fighting, but now they have become friends and they are hugging. So all interest is gone. Everybody is so unhappy at heart that everybody is going. As if there is an interest in all those things. What happens next? What happens next? So this is how the gossips are created. And they make the rounds everywhere, especially on the social media. So somewhere, this is a leakage. If the night, your way of going to sleep has lot of all this masala, all these things, and then the same thing will happen next day. So make it a habit to improve the way we go to sleep. Rather than improving Amrit Vela, the preparation should start at night. With the thoughts that I have to go to sleep early, let me have digital detachment for some time, and with a very clean and clear intellect, let me go to sleep. And there is a very interesting thing which is, I am not going to discuss that, but I want you to explore that thing. And it is known as Yoga Nidra. yoga, nidra. There are 9 steps in the way we go to sleep. How to relax the body at the time of going to sleep. How to go in shavasana. There are a lot of scientific research going on. And they say that yoga nidra is a treatment for insomnia. Some prop highly high saman or self-respect. And rotate the consciousness everywhere in the body. So in that they say, in half an hour, you get sleep of 2 hours. Or if you sleep for 1 hour, after getting up, you will feel as if you have slept for 4 hours. So this is a new concept, new or long time old, but nowadays it is getting more and more popular. It is known as yoga nidra. There are 9 steps in that yoga nidra. And this is how one, when goes to sleep, you get up after 1 hour sometimes, and you feel you are absolutely fresh. Because body, mind, it's not the, we don't need sleep, we need rest actually. And sleep is one of the ways of providing rest to the body. If the same rest can be provided by some other way, then sleep may not be necessary also. So this is a very deep concept. Sleep of yoga, it is known as yoga nidra. So how we go to sleep, so find out the leakages. Why I feel sleepy? Why the intellect wanders? Why I can't sit for long? Why I can't have the experience of bodilessness for a long time? In Pandavan we see so many scenarios during Amrit Vela, and some of them are very funny. Once a brother was sitting at Shantistham below, and he was just drooping down wholly. So somebody said, "What are you doing?" He said, "I am giving sakash to the earth by drooping like this." Giving sakash to the earth. So, you know, so funny things. We have a doctor, and she often comes. She stays outside. She comes. So she was sharing one experience that one day she was sitting in Baba's hut at 2 o'clock, and she never knew when she saw it was 2. The next time she saw it was 5 o'clock. Everything happened in 1 second. So when she was sitting like that, and she was just jerking, falling down here and there, and then she realized, oh, what if somebody will see me? So she felt that few mothers are sitting on the sofa behind. So she felt little ashamed that she was sleeping, drooping like that, dozing off. So she thought of seeing what these mothers are doing. And she turned back and saw all 5 mothers were there, and they all were sleeping. Then she felt okay. Now there is no danger. The danger is not about sleeping. The danger is about what if others see me. That is more of a danger. So the first thing is making Amrit Vela very, very powerful. Fixing all the leaks of Amrit Vela. I don't know what this new trend people have started. At 4 o'clock they will send a message, "Happy Amrit Vela." I don't know how does that make Amrit Vela powerful. By sending or even by receiving it. So first is that. Second, so A is for Amrit Vela. B is for Brahmacharya or purity. Baba has stressed a lot about purity. And the purity is the basis of this life, is the very foundation of this life. And purity is something which is the highest thing in the world. Because if we look around, everywhere there is impurity. And impurity is the highest form of body consciousness. And when body consciousness comes, there is restlessness. There is confusion. When body consciousness of impurity comes, there is a person starts having guilt consciousness. One who has led a pure life and suddenly he starts leading an impure things, allowing impure things to enter his mind by watching something, and then it becomes a danger. One foreign sister had shared the experience that there was a brother who was very good at doing Amrit Vela, very devout child of Baba, and who had started many new services. And suddenly he started being irregular at center. And when he was asked, he would give some excuse. And then he started coming very, very irregularly to center. And then again he was asked, what happened? Nowadays you don't come to center so often. He said, oh, probably Baba doesn't want me to work anymore for him. All such spiritual excuses. So one sister sat with him to ask him what exactly is the problem. And he said, then he revealed the secret. He said, throughout the day I do service at center, at other places, Baba's service. And at night when I used to get tired, I started watching some videos on YouTube. And it would become 11 o'clock or 12 o'clock sometimes. And then when I would get up as a habit for Amrit Vela, though I would get up, but I had no interest. And then I started losing interest in Gyan, and then I started losing interest in Yoga, and started losing interest in everything, because that is an addiction. It pulls. So find out the leaks in Brahmacharya. Find out the leaks in purity. Is it some vision? Is it some imagery, some imagination, or past memory, or some thing on social media? What is it? If it is like that, just stop everything. All the triggers, all the sensual triggers. Whatever are the triggers, posters or movies or clips or videos or whatever those things, stopping all of those things immediately. They have said in one study that in last 4-5 years the vice of lust has increased exponentially to a very high extent because of internet becoming free, at least in India. That's what the study is all about. So stopping all the leaks of purity. This is the pure land, and Baba loves purity very much. Just imagine if we go in front of Baba and we had some impure acts or actions or thoughts or imaginations. Baba may not like our bad smell. The soul stinks, and purity is fragrance. Baba loves the fragrance. In today's Murli also Baba said, you are fruits, flowers, leaves and expansion. So, knowing what are the leaks in purity and stopping them immediately. And it requires just a thought, just an oath. Once this is done, all else is done so much automatically. Everything starts coming. When the soul have soul conscious vision, mind becomes clear. Sanskars, divinity comes in the sanskars. Mind is so calm and so quiet. All the restlessness is because of body consciousness of lust. And lust doesn't mean what the world believes. It has a very subtle ways and means of approaching even the subtle desires, subtle titillations and sensations, making everything calm. So, Brahmacharya, see is contentment. The greatest treasure in the world is contentment. What is that thing that makes me restless, discontent, distraught? There must be something, though I have everything, but there is something which is the thief of my contentment, which doesn't allow me. Probably some desire is there. Probably some spark of jealousy is there within. It's all about searching, soul searching. It's all about seeing oneself. If I just sit like that for some time, Dadi Janaki once said, you are what you think during traffic control song. Whatever you think in those 3 minutes of traffic control song, that is actually your real character. You're walking and suddenly the song is played. What are you doing at that time? Are you so careful that the song is being played and I have to become soul conscious? Somebody has mentioned 3 things to do in traffic control. There are 3 minutes. First minute, get soul conscious. Second minute, get connected to Baba. And third minute, start sending out Sakash. Spread out vibrations. First, take any Swamana, I am a soul, some adjective, and then connect to Baba, second minute and third minute of the traffic control, send out Sakash. So what are we doing exactly at traffic control? That's very important. So I was talking about contentment. Definitely there is some desire which is the enemy of my contentment. And that desire has a worldly nature with some spiritual lining on the surface. Knowing it and removing it. Fixing this leak in contentment. The next is D, determination. Whenever I have some determined thought, what is it that I fall down from it? Every time I resolve that I have to do this, but after some times it becomes ordinary. Every time I resolve something and my resolution is broken. Why? What is it? This Brahmin life is not about never committing mistakes. It's about learning from the mistakes. Whatever mistakes I have committed, let me learn from them, each one of them. Wise man learns from his own mistakes. Wiser man learns from the mistakes of others. And wisest, what you will say? He learns from both his own and others. I need not to put my hand in fire to know that it gets burned. I have seen others doing it. I have seen what happens to others when they become the medium of spreading out some false message here and there. And how that becomes a topic of gossip everywhere. I don't want to do that. It's none of my job. The best principle of Brahmin life are 3 words. Mind your own business. I have nothing to do with what others are doing. I have my own complicated life in front of me. Let me make it more simple by removing all the unnecessary things in it. Let me become as simple as that. Once Dadi Prakashmani was asked, so many people come to you, so many center sisters come to you with their problems, and yajna is so big, so do you get proper sleep? Or you have difficulty in going off to sleep? And Dadi said to that person, at the time of going to sleep, I say good night to Baba. And within 30 seconds, I go to sleep. Because I don't think I am a head or something like that. If you think you are head, you have headache. So I don't think myself like that. So that lightness, you know, that will come only when you don't allow things to enter the mind, all the unnecessary, wasteful things. So find out what are the cause, what are the leaks in my determined thought. When I resolve sometime, every time I resolve something, something happens. This day, I resolve that I have to have a very powerful yoga chart of 4 hours. What was the thing that happened that did not allow me to do that? One, this day I decided that I have to be in silence. But then what is that which made me to speak? And silence is not just about not speaking, it's something else also, we'll see. untiring soul conscious vision. It's a very beautiful word. Untiring soul conscious vision. Whilst walking, whilst moving around, let me have that soul conscious vision. So find out leaks in the determined thought. And then E. E means energetic. What is it that doesn't allow me to remain energetic throughout the day? What is that that saps my energy? So very beautiful thing you can have to churn. What are the energy drainers of my life? What are the wasteful things I am doing that saps of my energy? It doesn't allow me to remain energetic throughout. There must be something. It might be a physical disease even. Some physical weakness. If you feel it is like that, we have seen in our medical practices that many of the sisters and brothers, they have a lot of weakness and they have a lot of depression, but they don't come to center because they attribute it to some psychological reason. But when they come to hospital, they find out that it was because of thyroid. It was because of some vitamin deficiency. It was because of some physical problems, and they were attributing it all the time to some psychological things. It's not like that. So one has to be physically fit also to become a good yogi. So find out if there is some fault in this body. We never know, this is a body after, it is a old body. Anything can happen to this. So one has to remain aware of even that thing. We see in our medical practice, one sister comes and she says, I have no problem. But somebody else brought him, some brother, get her checkup done, and we found her sugar 500. And she says, I have no issues. But inside, the disease is corroding the body. There's another brother who got admitted recently. He had no problem. We checked the blood pressure, it was about 200. And that was going on for a long time. So, and then he says, sometimes I don't get sleep. Probably those were the periods when BP used to shoot up very high. So there might be physical illness rather than attributing it to psychological reasons or some stress or tensions of life or BK life. So, energetic. Find out the leaks in energy. Or there might be some activities I am unnecessarily engaging in those activities and wasting my energy. Though it is not needed, though I need not to be there, still I am doing it every day and spending or expending my energy unnecessarily. Stop all the energy expenditure. Stop all the energy drainage. Stop all the energy leakage. Fix this leakage first of all. This is very important. And then F for food. Food habits. Controlled food habits is the need of the hour. Because most of the diseases which are entering are because of overeating, because of using excess of salt and excess of oil and so many things. Actually, personally, I feel if we want to become deities, our journey should go from cooked to raw, gradually. Including more and more fruits and more vegetables. And that makes you happy. That makes you healthy. That keeps you light. There is a lot of literature which is available on raw food. Going towards raw helps you get rid of many of your otherwise undetected, unknown, ununderstood illnesses, diseases. So food habits is a very important thing in this Brahmin life. Find out what are the leaks in this food. This is one part of the story. Other is, how do I eat my food? What vibrations I allow to enter in my food? At the time of eating, how much silent I am? Or am I chit-chatting all the time? This morning one brother was sharing an experience that he was sitting and eating, and there were some, his seniors were sitting around. And he ate and he did not join them. So once he finished and he was going, they said, hey, stop, why you didn't come to us? He said, because you were sitting alone. He said, I was not alone, I was eating with Baba. You were alone, because you were sitting and chit-chatting. eating should become a sadhana. Eating should become a tapasya, an act of tapasya. Eating means you are pouring your pure energy into the food and you are eating in Baba's remembrance. Kunch Dadi was there. Once she came and she was so excited and she wanted to share some news with Baba. Baba was eating food. And she started narrating all her seva samachar, service samachar, service news. And Baba said, "Child, you distanced me from Baba. I was eating with my beloved and you came and you distanced me from him." And she said, "Baba, I am sorry." And Dadi used to narrate this multiple times, this event. So how important is eating? It is a yajna. Food, eating is itself an yajna. It's a prayer. It's an act of tapasya. It should become a part of remembrance. With that silence, with that non-complaining attitude, one should eat. So find out the leakages in food. And then G. G means gratitude. What are the leakages in gratitude? Gratitude is such a thing, it has got a huge positive energy. That I am thankful to everyone. I come to this place, I am thankful to all the people who are serving me, those who have taken care of me, my sister, my center, my country, this place, everywhere I am happy. So there are some leaks in this gratitude, that I have complaining attitude for somebody. He is not good, he is not good, he is doing this, he is doing that. Let me bridge, repair all these holes in my sense of gratitude. Every day, spend some time, just 5 minutes in 24 hours, sitting, not in Baba's room, just like that, and just start remembering all the good things people have done to me and send out vibrations of gratitude to them. Thanks. It is known as gratitude journal. Some people maintain a gratitude journal. Every day thanking people who have come and helped. So maintain, no need to maintain. Yesterday Baba said, lead a paperless Brahmin life. You remember yesterday's Murli? Why you are wasting time in writing? So it's all about in the mind. So spending 5 minutes just for gratitude. And then H, holy company. H is holy company. How much time I am in the company of Baba? Or in this Brahmin family? Or do I mentally go out of this company to my old past vicious life? Or at present some worldly temptation attracts me? This yajna, this you Brahmin family, it's a fort. So long you are in this, you remain safe. The moment you step out of this, you are gone. We have seen so many people who come to Madhuban and then they go away. After staying for a few hours, years. And now they are leading some other life. So many we have seen. They come with such enthusiasm. They give up everything. And they come here. And then they get frustrated with few things, small things. And they go away. And now they are not in Gyan. So such a thing happens. So keeping company of highly souls with high spiritual caliber. Those who are aware of time. Those who know that this is confluence age. And those who are busy only in efforts. They are not interested in any frivolous things of this life. They are focused only on jnana, on yoga and service. That's it. What is happening there? What is happening in this center? What is the news which is spreading the news? Many people come to us, I have my personal experience, and they will come and tell me, "Oh, you don't know what is happening there?" I said, "No, I don't know." They come for one day and they get all the information of Gyan Sarovar and they go, thinking they are very much intelligent. They know each and every department what is happening. What is the need? Why wasting time in knowing what is happening where? In Bible, it is mentioned, Jesus Christ comes back after 3 days and he is talking with Peter And that Peter asks him, do you love me? He says, yes. Again the Lord asks him, do you love me? He says, yes. Do you love me? Yes. Do you love me? Yes. Three times. Then the Peter asks, that John who is coming from behind, Lord, do you love him also? Jesus says, what is that to you? What do you have to do? Whether I love him or not, you mind your own business. It's a very beautiful saying in Bible. What is that to you? You mind your own thing. Whether I love him or not, that is between me and him. I said to you that I love you. Finish. You go now. So, staying focused is a very important thing. You know Chinese whispers? How many of you know Chinese whispers? Just raise the hands. Chinese whispers. We had done one spiritual activity once on Chinese whispers. Chinese whispers means, suppose there is one story. The story is that class is going on, one cat came in between the class. This is one story. So one brother told this story to another brother. Okay. After the sometime that brother told that story to another brother. That story then was told to another brother. Then to another brother. After some time you get to know that a class was going on and one lion came. So that cat turned into a lion after some time. That is known as Chinese whispers. It goes from one ear to another ear, one ear to another ear. What it was in the beginning, it totally changed. That's what happens. That is known as Chinese whispers. It whispers. It goes on here and there. So, H, holy company, and then I. I means inculcation of virtues. What is it that doesn't allow me to inculcate virtue? So many times I must have resolved, okay, today I have to inculcate discipline in life. But there is some barrier, some leak, something that happened. So explore that leakage. Why I am not immediately able to inculcate virtues? And then there is a J. J means journey within. This Brahmin life is a journey which is within myself. How deep I can go within myself. I can see everyone, but what about myself? My own thoughts. You know, we human beings have got three layers. The outside layer is action, karma. The next layer is vichar, thought. And the third layer is emotions, bhavana. So somewhere, what is the bhavana? From where the thoughts are arising and from thoughts the actions are arising. But the effort is that these are the three layers, karma, vichar and bhavana. I am standing here, sakshi, detached observer. So let me see all these things, or rather, other way round, I am standing here and these are the three things, outside, inside out. Actions are the most superficial things. That's why do not just interpret a personality of a person based upon only his actions. It might be absolutely untrue. It might be fake what you see. So actions are very superficial. One very good practice is not to form the opinion of a person based upon his actions. It's a very important and a very subtle thing. Personality and actions are two different things. He is acting in a particular manner. Probably he might be having some problem at that point of time and I don't know it. You are doing Amrit Vela and you saw a brother who was giving class is sleeping next to you, next day Amrit Vela. And you like the class very much and next day you see the same brother sleeping. And you all delete his lecture. It's all bad. Probably he is having fever. Still he got up. And still he is sitting in Baba's remembrance. This has happened so many times. He is having fever of 101 and still he is sleeping. So we do not know. Don't form, dissociate personality from actions. They are two different things. Personality is a very different thing. Because what I am seeing may not be the truth. Truth is something else, which is unknown to me. So forming opinion just on the basis of action will be childish. It's not the way. So journey within. What is it that doesn't allow me to go within as much as possible? So, from outside, see these three things. Bhavana, vichar, thoughts and the actions. Actions are the most superficial. Behind that are the thoughts. Behind that are the bhavana. What is the bhavana of the other person? What are the feelings and emotions? Try to know that thing. Rather than just forming opinion on the basis of his actions. And the similar thing is with me. Let me go within myself. I am doing something like this. Why I did this? Because of thought. Why this thought came? Because of this bhavana. Why this bhavana? Might be some event. So it is the journey which is within, and find out the leaks in this journey. What is it that doesn't allow me to go within? Probably my ego. Probably mind is not clear. Something is there. Some leak is there. And just fix that leak. And then K. K is keeping chart. Baba has always talked about chart. Art of chart. How to write? Is it the ready-made chart which is available? What I feel is every day, prepare your own chart while listening Murli. At least 4 to 5 points should be there, and at the time of sleeping, check those chart, that chart. Just prepare a new chart every day, rather than following the same chart every day, because it becomes boring after some time. So forming new chart, or if you don't want to write, just sit in front of Baba before sleeping, and just try to recall everything, or try to share with him everything that happened throughout the day. Rather than sharing with human beings, we are sharing with God, with Baba. Telling him everything, Baba, this all things happened today. And then go to sleep. This will make you light. So keeping chart. And then L. L means love for only one Baba. Why my mind goes to human beings? Why I often try fall in love with somebody and then I get some news that breaks my heart from that person, or he doesn't fulfill my expectation and I become unhappy. Why? Detach yourself from all the people who are around you. They are very good, I work with them, but I have love is only for one Baba. And that should always be there. Persistently. You know, love of God is compared in the path of devotion to toothache. You know toothache? When you get toothache, don't take painkiller and then see what happens. All the time you are remembering your tooth. All the mind is here at toothache. So God's love is like toothache. Keep on remembering Him all the time. So have that practice. But if you take painkiller, then you will not remember. All those who must have got toothache might know this. So, it should be perennial, uninterrupted, unpunctured love of Baba. That should go on. Keep on remembering, keep on calling Him, keep on talking Him throughout, in between your hectic lifestyle. Thanking Him in between, remembering Him in between, asking for advice from Him in between. This is the way you remain connected with Baba. Rather than just doing very good Amrit Vela, very good Murli, and then lost for the whole day. Evening only you remember, oh Baba. Throughout the day, you were somewhere else. It should not happen. And then M. M is the most important. Murli churning is a very, very important thing. Take one point in today's Murli. Baba said in blessing, Holy Swan is the one who has got two specialities. Pick up the jewels of knowledge and then water and milk. Water means weakness, milk means power. Separate them. What is wasteful, what is powerful, what is essenceful, what is senseless. What I should do in life, what I should not do in life. So this is to become a holy swan. So pick up anything from Murli and churn it. And give yourself homework, something to write. So let me write this. Every day keep on writing some creative things. So that helps you keeping yourself busy. So Murli churning is a very important thing. We have a small group in Pandavavan. In that group, we have made about 108 different methods of Murli churning. And we keep on practicing. It's not just made and kept, but we keep on practicing it. Different methods of churning the same Murli. Example method, contrast method, brainstorming method, like that. Many methods are there. So we should have some method every day so that we take and we churn. So M is Murli churning. N means newness. Here also in Murli churning, what are the leaks? Why I am not able to churn? Probably I am not interested so much in Murli. It's a very harsh treatment, but then we have to accept. If I had been really a lover of Murli, I must have been reading it many times, or if not reading, taking out topics and creating some churning thing within myself. Everybody must do that. It's a very entertaining thing. So, then N is newness. Find out what are the things which are holes in my newness. So let's sit in meditation for... Okay, still we will sit. Just one thought of soul consciousness. I am a soul. And wherever you are looking, just fix your vision at that point. And only one thought. I am a soul radiating peace. That's it. A luminous point of light. I radiate peace everywhere. Is to purify each and every particle of this universe. My goal is to purify each and every soul of this planet Earth. I am supremely pure soul. My purity is the nourishment for the five elements. I radiate purity everywhere. Om Shanti. Each day there should be newness in Gyan. Each day there should be newness in Yoga. Each day there should be newness in service. Without newness, everything becomes dull and drab. So for that you would have to hunt for new ideas. New ideas. New methods. New understanding. Without newness, everything becomes commonplace. We don't enjoy. Something new. Keep on inventing new. For example, today evening yoga, what new thing I will do? For example, during food, with what thought I should eat my food? Some new thought. Next time when I meet somebody, how should I meet with that person? Should I meet with him? He is a soul and I am soul. Or something else. For a new thought, like I am meeting a new set of sanskar. This is a new thought. Whom I am meeting, I am not meeting any male or female, but I am meeting a new set of sanskar, a new thought, a new method, a new way of interaction, a new relationship, a new imagination, a new word, a new speech, a new action, a new everything. When such newness is there, then there is a spark in life. Otherwise, everything is dull and drab. When the newness is there, there is an animation in life. That liveliness, that vivacity. Find out What are the leaks in this newness also? What is it that makes you me to keep on doing the old same old things? Why can't I explore new things, new ways? Let me find out. Let me do some new method today of interacting, of meeting people, of doing things. This is a Murli. Today morning there was a Murli. What is the other method of churning the same Murli? What way I should churn this Murli? Is there a new method? So finding newness and blocking all those things which make us go to the same path. Newness means exploring new ideas. And mind has a tendency to follow the path of least resistance, where there is no impedance, only smooth. But newness means something new. Find out, explore something new. And then O means observing Srimat. Srimat in fact is the ultimate thing to fix the leakage. If we are unhappy, somewhere probably we are breaching Srimat somewhere, in a very subtle manner. Unpacking Srimat, understanding Srimat. What is Srimat? Have I really understood it? I read Murli, I listen to Murli, but what is Srimat probably? I do not know still. So have that childlike simplicity and begin this journey anew. Let me understand what is Srimat. So observing Srimat. And in this observing Srimat, what are the leakages? Might be some old sanskar is becoming an obstacle. Some old addictions, old habit. Let me fix that habit. And then Q. Q means quietude. Quietude means to stay calm. You know, there was one saint. He was asked, what you do? He said, nothing. I just sit. Morning I give discourse for 1.5 hours. And throughout the day I just sit like that. What you do then? He said, I take food. And evening I take food. And evening again I give discourse. Anything else? He said, nothing. Whole day I stay as if in a stage of meditation. When I eat, I am meditating. When I am taking bath, I am meditating. When I am giving class, I am meditating. When I am not doing anything, in sleeping also I am meditating. That was a beautiful answer he gave. So, quiet. Peace. It's not necessary that every time I have to speak. Just staying quiet. Sitting still, doing nothing. Trying to become soul conscious and spreading out vibrations. That's it. A simple exercise. And then R. R means relationships. Relationship is one such thing that somewhere there is a bitterness. How can I make all my relationships harmonious? Two persons, there are 100 layers or more than that in their relationships. Because they have interacted, they know each other from long time, but there are so many layers, bitter and sweet, between two people. And especially those who stay together. And let me explore if there is at present some bitterness, some deep attachment or jealousy or something, conflict going on. What is the thing that has led to this present relationship? There must be some leak of good vibes. There must be some sweetness which is lost through some hole. Let me understand that hole and stop it. So relationship is one thing which everyone must see. Every person, every Brahmin is related at least to 10 people around, 100 people you can take, with whom he interacts quite closely. There might be thousands, but let's say 100. Or in that only 10 more. What is my relationship with those 10 people? Let me make it as harmonious as possible. And as detached as possible, as loving as possible. Both things. If it is not, there is some leak. Let me fix the leak. And then S. S is a very beautiful word. Silence. And solitude. Without these two things, Brahmin life is incomplete. It's not about, because what the heart experiences is in silence. And what the brain thinks, that is words. The reflection of silence sometimes is not so visible on the brain. So, this is a path of silence. We progress from words to wordlessness. We progress from speech to speechlessness. Let me be as silent as possible within. And then T. T is time management. Identify time killers. First I told, identify energy drainers. Now, time killers. These are the two very important things. There are many things of my life which are my time killers. Let me stop all the time. Time is so precious. Each and every moment, each and every second I have to utilize for Gyan churning or yoga or seva. That's it. I don't want to waste my time in any of the frivolous activities. Wasteful things. And then U. U is utilizing the resources in a worthwhile manner. It could be electricity, water, petrol, money, anything. I must be definitely doing something wrong with all of these resources. Let me not waste a single drop of water. Let me not waste a single morsel of food. Many people, we say, they come and they take so much on their plate and they just leave it like that. They take one full glass of tea and drink half and keep it like that. Why you are wasting electric current or water or petrol or whatever? Anything of this yajna I should not waste at all. What are the leakages? Let me fix those leakages. And then V. V is a Hindi word, vairagya, disinterest. What are the things that of the world that still pull me towards itself? What are the temptations of the world? Why do they pull me when I have such a beautiful life with God? Is that life better than this life? So Baba often says, everybody is dead here. Know that the destruction is approaching. Leakages are there in Vairag. The greater the Vairag disinterest, the more would be the love for God. Very simple. The more is the attachment to the world, the lesser would be attachment to God. You cannot serve two masters. This or that. You cannot lead two double standard lives that way. You should be focused on one. Though there is a need of balance, that is another thing. But attachment should be only with one. And then W is watchfulness or awareness or living in this moment. You know, this philosophy of watchfulness is very much stressed in Zen philosophy. The only thing they teach there is watchfulness, awareness. When you are sitting, be aware that you are sitting. When you are sitting there and listening, only listen and don't do anything. Rather than thinking of some other things, just listen. When you are eating, just eat. When you are walking, just walk. Do everything full awareness in full consciousness. That is what they call religion is. The moment you get unconscious, you commit mistake. So, and if we analyze ourselves, all the mistakes that we have committed in life, they were in the stage of unconsciousness or semi-consciousness. One is known as soul conscious, second is God conscious, third is unconscious. Where I am. Unconscious, soul conscious, semi-conscious or God conscious? Where I am? That's a question everyone must ask. So this is also very good act. Do everything in awareness. Like for example, you are sitting here, listening. Just listen, don't do anything else. Just listen. If you are speaking, just speak. Don't do anything else. We have to do sometimes multitasking, that's another thing. But I am talking about awareness in the mind. Eating means that prayerful attitude, that soul conscious attitude, so that my vibrations could go in that food and they infuse new energy into me, my spirits. So, watchfulness. And then X. X means X-ray. X-ray means self-checking. Let me check myself every day. After doing something, let me check myself. Was it okay? Or I need to improve? Because when somebody else tries to correct me, my ego probably doesn't allow to listen to that person. So let me check myself. That's the best thing. Let me check myself again and again, again and again, again and again. Let the do the X-ray. Where is the fracture? Some emotional fracture, some emotional dislocation. Something is there. Something wrong. So, doing self-checking twice a day. Morning and at night. And in between, little, if possible. And then, why? Why means yoga. Powerful yoga chart. This is the need of the hour. My chart should increase every day. The yoga which I had in the morning, evening yoga should be better than that. What was my evening yoga? The next day's yoga should be better than that. And the last is Z. Z means zeal and enthusiasm, zeal and zest. What is it that is responsible for leakage of my zeal? What is it that makes me lose my enthusiasm of this Brahmin life? So explore that. So these are all about 26 different points of fixing the leaks. Try to find out what are the causes. Is it digital causes, material causes, worldly desires, worldly ambitions? What? Laziness, carelessness, something would be there. Let me identify it and fix it. So with this, I'll end this class, but a short story I will tell, a last story. Once a man who was an expert mechanic, who served for 30 years in one company, and now he got retired, and he was given farewell and he went home. After a few months, there was a big machine which was called, and there was some problem in that machine, and they tried everything, but they could not find the fault. So this mechanic was called, who was old, though reluctantly he came, and he spent whole day moving across the machine, seeing it, not doing anything, just seeing the machine. At the end of the day, he took a chalk and made a mark. And he said, hit here. And somebody hit there and the machine started. And then he went home, next day he sent the bill. The bill was $50,000. And the company sent him back a note, please send itemized bill amount. How it has become $50,000? So he sent itemized bill for marking with the chalk, $1, and knowing where to mark, $49,999. And he was paid in full. So most important thing is knowing where is the leak. This house is there, where the ceiling is leaking. I must know that. Is it air condition that is responsible for leakage? Is it something else, some pipe which is cracked? What is it? Let me first know this is the leak. And then hit it. And the machine starts. Om Shanti.